Brothers and sisters, let's review passages.
第一处是在代理书,
First is in Daniel.
最后一章, 12章,
Daniel, last chapter, chapter 12.
12章的, 我们来看第二节,
Verse 2 of chapter 12.
我们看第二节,
Let's read verse 2.
我们就从第一节开始吧。
Maybe instead we'll read from verse 1.
那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大的艰难，从有国以来直到此事没有这样的。
At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
我想这一段是指着以色列国来讲的，这里的民都是指着以色列来讲的。
The passage we'll be reading refers to the nation of Israel. So here, the sons of your people, they are Israelites.
在那个时候，他们遭遇到极大极大的灾难，是从来没有的。我们知道，就是主来的时候，要发生在以色列国中。
At that time, they will encounter tremendous tribulation, which they have never come across before. And this is at the time when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
那就是耶利米书里面讲的雅各遭难的日子。
And that's what Jeremiah says, the trouble of Jacob.
我向神祈求这个大的一个艰难灾难，让他们能够回转，让他们能够悔改。 认耶稣基督是他们的救主，是弥赛亚。
Because God wants to use this tribulation, this distress, to return them, to restore them, so that they would repent and confess Jesus Christ as their Messiah.
我们感谢主，最终他们回转，归向了弥赛亚基督。We
thank the Lord. Ultimately, they return and be restored to Messiah Jesus Christ.
所以在这里我们看到第二节,
Verse 2,
睡在尘埃中的人必有多人复兴，那就是复活，死而复活。其中有得永生的，有得永生的，有受羞辱的，永远被憎恶。
And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, that's resurrection from the dead, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. This is when the Lord Jesus returns at the sound of the last trumpet. All the dead shall rise, and those who have fallen asleep, those who are alive shall be changed. So this resurrection speaks of the resurrection together with us. Regardless of those who are justified in Old Testament and us in the New Testament who are justified by faith, we will all be raised to life.
还有一批人呢，不信的呢，我们知道这是一千年以后要发生的事，他们要受羞辱，他们是可憎恶的，他们要永远灭亡，这是一千年以后，不是大宝座面前的那个审判，很清楚。
And there will be another group of people after 1,000 years. They will rise again to eternal, everlasting contempt and to shame. So what it speaks of here is not about the great white throne judgment.
好，我们来看第十二节
Verse 12。
等到，等到1335天的那人变为有福。
Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1335 days.
为什么这里不是1260天呢？大灾难是1260天，三年半的时间，但是这里加了75天。
Why is it not 1260 days, which is 3.5 years of tribulation? Here it seems 75 more days is being added to that number.
我想我们今天没有时间来解释了。反正这是大灾难结束的时候，哪个人有福了？等到这个时间的，哪个人有福了
？Today we don't have time to go into the details of that, but blessed is he who waits after the tribulation until the 1335 days.
然后天使就对但以理说了。
And then the angel said to Daniel,
13节
verse
13, 你欠取等候积聚，因为你必安息，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。这又讲到福，两次提到福分。
But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. In Chinese Bible, two times in this verse, it mentions the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，但以理是不是一个得胜的
？Brothers and sisters, is Daniel an overcomer?
当然
，Of course，
一定是一个得胜者。
Of course, he's an overcomer.
但是在这里，我们看见你要去等，等1335天，等结束了，你要起来，你要得到这个福，这个福就是进到神的国，进到永生的里面。这时候他真正的进到永生，也进到了神的国度里面。
But even Daniel has to wait until the 1335 days is finished, and then he will arise into the kingdom of God, into this everlasting life.
感谢主，这特别注意我刚刚提到的那个福，那个福两次提到那个福，到底这个福是指什么？
I would like you to pay a specially attention to the two time mentioned blessings. What exactly is this blessing?
所有因信称义的，所有已经得到永生的，我们都有这个福。
Those of us who are justified by faith and have received this eternal life, we all have the same blessing.
我们同但以理同样的蒙这个福。
Just like Daniel, we are all blessed by the same blessing.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Now Matthew,
25章。
Chapter 25.
我们来看31节。
Verse 31.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，那就是但以理书这里讲的那个降临的时候。要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, just as Daniel says at the time when the throne is established, when the Lord returns again.
万民都要聚集在他的面前，他要把他们分别出来。好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。于是王要向右边的说，王要向右边的说，巴不得我们那时候都是在王的那个右边，我们都是绵羊。
Verse 32, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left, and then the king will say to those on his right hand, if only that we we are all the lambs being separated to the right hand of God.
于是王要向右边的说，你们这蒙我父所赐福的，什么福可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You blessed of my father, what blessing will they inherit? That's the kingdom God.
创世以前已经为你我预备了。
Which was prepared for you before, from the foundation of the world.
不但是为代理预备，也为你我预备了。
So this kingdom of God is not only prepared for Daniel, but also for you and me.
我再讲了，经过都是个最大的荣耀，最大的祝福，最大的恩典。
Let me say it again. Entering the kingdom of God is the greatest bliss. It's the greatest honor and glory.
35. 为什么呢？因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你给我们喝。我做客旅，你们留我住。这里都指着基督啊。这里讲到你们这蒙我父赐福的，这个父就是基督的那一位父，对不对？所以这里指的那就是基督的自己，我出生入体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人说，一人因信称义的人得到永生的人。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，喝了给你喝？什么时候见你客旅留着住，或是出生入体给你穿？有什么时候见你病了或在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，就是告诉这些义人，已经得永生的人，要蒙这样大福的人，也是对着我们在座所有已经蒙恩的神的儿女讲的。王要回答说，我再告诉你们，这些事你们就住在我这弟兄中的一个最小的身上，就是住在我的身上。
In verse 34, my father, that's the father of Christ. So from 35, verse 35 and on, when it mentions I, that means the Christ. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous, who are these? These are justified by faith, who have received the eternal life. Will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked or clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Again, these them are the righteous who have received eternal life. Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个爱心今天？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this love today?
你是不是真正个因信称义的人？
Are you truly those who have been justified by faith?
你是真正有永生的人吗？
Are you the ones who truly possess eternal life?
你有没有这个行为？
Have you had the deeds accordingly?
约翰耶稣
First John, chapter 3,
第七节讲得很清楚。
Verse 7 says it so clearly.
小子们啊。
Little ones,
little
children,
little, 你们不要受引诱。
Little children, do not be deceived.
信义的才是义人。
He who does righteousness is the righteous.
从此就显明出来，谁是神的儿女，谁是撒旦的儿女。
From now on, it's made manifest who are the children of the Lord, who as opposed to those of the Satan.
凡是行不义的，都不是属于我的。不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
He who does not practice righteousness is not of me. So he who does not love his brethren does not belong to me either.
底下一段就是只说那一些左边的是没有这样真正爱心的，好像他们也得救了，好像他们也自称是基督徒，但是他们却没有这样一个义行。
The following passage speaks of those professed Christians, but they do not have these, love these righteous acts as though they say they are Christians.
今天这样的所谓的挂名的基督徒很多很多。
There are so many nominal Christians nowadays.
弟兄姊妹，整个二十五章
So brothers and sisters,
给我们看到真的信心，真的盼望，真的爱心。
The whole chapter 25 shows us what is the true faith, hope, and love.
好，我们再看两节最后。
Lastly, we will read two more verses.
45
Verse 45.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我的身上，这些人要往永行离去，是永远可憎恶的。然后呢，那些义人，义人，义人到哪里去？到永生里去。这里到永生里去就是 into 啊，原文就是进入永生。我们已经有了永生了，到了那时候，我们要进入神的国，我们要进到永生里。等一会我们再来解释。
Verse 45, then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, to everlasting contempt, but the righteous into eternal life. Now the verse says, into, that means to enter into eternal life.We have all possessed this eternal life, but there will be one day that we will enter into that eternal life. This point I will elaborate more later.
好，我们再读一点，我今天要读多一点圣经。十三章我们来看一看那个败子和麦子。
Today,
那就是一个左边的一个右边的。
I would like to read more verses. So we will turn to Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and tare. It refers to the same thing, those who are on the left and those who are on the right of God.
败子是在左边的，麦子是在右边的。
Tare is on the left side of God, wheat is on the right side of God.
什么叫败子？败子是恶者之子。什么叫麦子？麦子就是天国之子。今天你已经是天国之子呢还是恶者之子
What is this tare? It's the son of the wicked one. And what is the wheat? The son of the kingdom. So today, are you a wheat or a tare? Are you sons of the kingdom or you're sons of the wicked one?
我们已经是天国之子，但是我们还没有进到
Even though we are the sons of the kingdom, yet we have not entered into the kingdom yet.
我们已经了永生，我们还没有进到永生。一件事，一件事。
Likewise, today we have this eternal life, but we have not entered into that eternal life yet. So these are one thing.
好，第十四节，将败子薅出来，用火焚烧，这是左边的。世界的末了也要如此。人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的、作恶的，从国度里面挑出来，丢在哪里？丢在火炉里，在那里要哀哭切齿了，那就是永远的哀哭切齿。那是，那是，那是，一人，一人，要在他父的国里。你是不是一个义人？有没有行义？一人要在他父的国里。要发出光来，发出光来，像太阳一样。有耳的，要听的，就应当好好的听住。
Verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. At that time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And then, So he just says, whether you are tares or the wheat, whether you will be gathered together and thrown into the furnace of fire, or you will be gathered together and enter into the kingdom of God, then the righteous shall shine forth like the light in his in their father's kingdom.
好，我们再读一处《哥林多后书》
and 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20.
神的应许不能有多少，在基督里面都是死了，所以要记住他也都是实在的，实在的原文就是阿们，都是阿们的，叫主，叫神因我们得着荣耀，因我们得着荣耀，有一天他的应许在我们身上能够应验，他就要因我们得着荣耀。
Verse 20, for as many as are the promises of God in them, in him they are yes, therefore also through him is our Amen, to the glory of God through us. When God's promises are fulfilled, then God is glorified. Amen means as it is.
假如神的应许不能实现在你我的身上，他就得不着荣耀，不但你得不着荣耀，神也得不着荣耀。
If God's promises could not be fulfilled, then not only will not God be glorified, but also you will not be glorified either.
假如我们有一天不能进入永生，有一天主来的时候，我们不能进入神的国，我告诉你，这里告诉我们，神得不着荣耀，你我也得不着那个最大最大的那个荣耀。
If one day you and I could not enter the eternal life or into the kingdom of God, then God could not be glorified. And let me tell you also, you and I cannot be glorified. We could not receive the greatest blessing.
感谢主，二十一节，好好的看。
Second Corinthians.
不是，还是这个第一章二十一节。
1:21。
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，坚固我们就是保罗这些使徒们和你们就是我们，并且高我们的就是神，他又应了我们，并且使灵圣灵在我们的里面，感谢神，做一个凭据 guarantee deposit。Guarantee, 保证这个应许一定要成就在你我身上的。
Verse 21, now he who establishes us, that's Paul, as well as all the apostles, with you in Christ, and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee or as a deposit.
巴不得我们都有这样一个荣耀的盼望，我们都有一个确实的一个把握，不是我们有把握，神是信实的，他一定要成就这件事。
If only that we all had this glorious hope and this certain assurance, not that we ourselves would have this assurance, but God who is faithful, he will bring it to pass.
神已经盖了一个章了，他的章已经盖下去。
Because God has stamped his seal.
这个章盖在你我里面的这个章。
This seal has been stamped within you and within me.
有一天不实行的话，你可以去找我们的上帝。
有一天不什么？
好，我们来最后我们念一出希伯来书。
With this seal that on that day you can go to see our God.
上次我们念了希伯来书第九章，我们来看上次念过的，我们再来重复一下很重要的。
Last time we read Hebrews 9, we would like to review it because it is so important.
十五节，十五节。
9:15。
为此，他做了新约的中保。既然受死赎了，赎了这个救赎，我的题目就是救赎主。注意这个赎，赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，底下便叫蒙召之人得着，得着所应许的产业。什么是产业？什么是产业？应该明白了，不但是基督是我们的产业，包括了圣城新耶路撒冷教会，也包括了哪个国度，那个实际都包含在里头。
Verse 15, for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption. Now pay attention to this word redemption as our theme is the redeemer. For the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. We will receive this eternal inheritance. Do you know what the eternal inheritance is? It's not only just the Christ, but the new Jerusalem, the holy city, the church, the kingdom, because the church is the very reality of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是蒙召的？很要紧啊！你不是神所拣选、所蒙召的。
So the key brothers and sisters here, are you the called? Not only are you the chosen ones, but are you called?
神召你做什么？
What does our God call you to do?
神召有一个最主要的目的。你看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章吧。帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，你们行事要对得起。那么召你们到哪里啊？召你们进他的国，进他的国。他荣耀的神，神召你做什么，拣选你做什么，当然有很多目的，最后的一个目的得荣耀进神的国，这是神所召我们的。
What's our God's purpose for calling you and me? Of course he has many purposes, but the most important one is as 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that we shall walk worthy of God who hath called you into his own glory and kingdom.
感谢主，我上次讲了，我们重生也是为了进神的国，我们的身体的改变也是为了进神的国。我们用了上次都用了圣经了，对不对？
We thank God for this. As I mentioned last time, when we are regenerated, when our body is transformed into a glorious one, this is all for the purpose to enter into His kingdom.
好，我们来念十一章第八节。
Chapter 11, verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就证明出去，往将来要到伟业的地方去，伟业的地方。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去，他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各。这里提到了好几次应许，应许，应许。
Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Do you see the word promise has been mentioned several times?
应许，应许，应许什么？你们就知道了，什么产业嘛？他到底应许什么东西对亚伯拉罕，对我们的应许。
What is this promise? You should have known by now. That's the inheritance which God promised Abraham and also to us.
我们刚刚念了很多的圣经，应该知道什么对我们什么应许，亚伯拉罕的应许同我们的应许一样的。
So since we have read so many passages by now, you should have known that the promise made to Abraham is the same as to us.
因为实际因为他等候那座什么有根基的城，是神所建造所允许的，这个城新耶路撒冷城，这个神就是神国的，神的国的那个实现。
The answer is in verse 10. For he waited for the city, that's the New Jerusalem, holy city, and that's the fulfillment of the kingdom. So he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
13节,
verse 13.
这些人都是乘着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，他们却从远处望见。你今天也是在远处，有没有望见呢？盼望你我里面灵的眼睛都已经看见了。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Have you seen today this promise through your spiritual eyes? Hopefully we all do. And were assured of them, embrace them.
却从远处望见，欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅。不要忘掉，你我在世上都是客旅，都是寄居的。
They all welcomed it joyfully and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Don't forget this. We are strangers and pilgrims.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若要想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们，给我们预备了那一座城。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. Verse 15. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
39.
Verse
39. 这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，又是一个应许，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同等，就不能完全。他们虽然做了美好的证据，但是他们的应许还没有实现，要等什么？等我们，等有一天主来的时候，我们一起复活。白衣里所有的那一些神的儿女们一起复活，一同进入永生，进入国度。
Verse 39, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So even though they have obtained such wonderful testimony, but they still do not have their promise, they will wait. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns again, then Daniel, together with all of us, will rise together, and then we will receive the promise which he has made before. So we will all together be made perfect. Your head bowed, please. Let's have a short word of prayer. Lord, we're convinced that you have come into our midst.
当我们的祷告，当我们的赞美，当我们在这里敬拜，我们读你宝贝的话语的时候，感谢主，你已经来到了我们的中间，与我们同在。
Lord, as we pray together, worship together, and praise you together, we thank you. You have come to our midst, so that together we could receive your precious word.
主啊，你是我们的主。
Lord, you are our Lord.
你也是全能者。
You are also the Omnipotent.
你的作为大哉其哉。
Great and marvelous are your works, Lord.
你是万世之王。
You are the kings of all the nations.
主啊，你的道路那样的公义，那样的正直。
Righteous and just are your ways.
谁敢不敬畏你？
Who shall dare not to fear you?
谁敢不把荣耀归给你的名？
And not to give the glory to your name.
唯有你是圣的。
Only you alone are holy.
主万民万国 都应当来敬拜。
All the nations and people should come to worship you.
我们这些蒙你创造、蒙你救赎、蒙你改变的、属于你的、归于你的、称为你名下的民，我们更应当来称颂、来赞美，把荣耀都归给你的名。
All of us who are created, redeemed, transformed by you should do so even more to give all the praises to you.
感谢主，愿你来到我们的中间。
We thank the Lord. Come.
你的宝座不但安定在天，今天你的宝座就在我们的中间。
Come to us. Not only is your throne settled in heaven, but today let your throne be settled among us also.
主，这是你宝座之地，是你脚所踩的那个地方。你要在我们中间居住，在我们中间来往。
Lord, this is the place of your throne where your feet have trodden, and this is the holy land. Come and dwell with us.
主啊，我们在这里要传讲你的话。
Lord, here we will proclaim your word.
主，愿你的宝座也设立在你仆人的心中。
Oh Lord, may your throne is also settled in your servant's heart.
主，愿他所讲的每一句话都是从宝座上来的。
So that every word he speaks is from the throne.
都不是出于自己的。
Not from himself.
主，求你怜悯你的仆人使女。
Lord, have mercy upon your servant and your maid.
主啊，我们所讲的有哪里不合乎你心意的，只有求你宝血厚厚的涂抹。
Your precious blood abundantly apply to the place where we have spoken not according to your will.
主，是出于你的话，你的圣灵在哪里感动你的仆人，也感动所有蒙恩得救的儿女。
Your Holy Spirit moves to touch your servant and to all those children who have been saved by your grace.
相信你带着能力的话，带着权柄的话，也能感动在我们中间还没有认识你的人。
So your word with power and dominion will also touch all those among us who have not believed in you yet.
主啊，我们就等候你，仰望你。
So Lord, we wait upon you and we hope in you.
你丰富与我们同在。
Be with us abundantly.
你与我们的灵同在。
Be with our spirit.
你的恩典在我们的心中。
Anoint your grace in our hearts.
让你在我们中间得着荣耀。
So you will be glorified among us.
让你在我们这些首先在基督里面有盼望的人能够得着荣耀，从今时一直到永远。
So that all of us who have the hope in you first will be able to give you all the honor and glory from this time on and forever.
主啊，唯有你是配的。
Lord, only you are worthy.
珍贵荣耀都归给你。
Glory and honor be unto you.
祷告祈求等候信耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray and make supplication in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天还是继续来看救赎主，这是第三讲。
Brothers and sisters, today let's continue to fellowship on the Redeemer. This is my third sharing with you.
我想我刚刚念的经文的这一段时间，我已经基本上把我今天要讲的内容的中心都已经包括在里头。
I have basically included all the focus of my sharing today in all the passages we just read.
我们感谢主，我们讲到神那个永赐的计划。
We thank the Lord, we speak of God's eternal purpose.
神永赐的旨意。
His eternal plan.
我们上一次交通了很多，神要得着一个教会。
Last time we shared much on this point, that he wants to gain a church.
那是羔羊的妻。
That is the wife of the Lamb.
也是神所居住的所在。
That's also the dwelling place of God.
是神的家，也称为我们的家。
It's God's house and also our house.
我已经再三的提醒弟兄姊妹，教会和国度绝对不能分开。
I mentioned this continually that you cannot separate the church and the kingdom God.
若是你去看诗篇第十三篇和十四篇。
If you read Psalm 113, 113 and 14.
诗篇113篇最后的两节，不是最后了，最后一段他怎么讲的？他在尘埃中，在粪堆中抬举了，高抬了我们这些贫寒的人，这些贫穷的人，叫我们与王子同坐，得到荣耀的座位。
In Psalm 113 and 114, it says that God lifts, God raises the poor from the dust of the earth, and He raises the needy from the ash heap, and make them sit together with the princes of the nation.
我想这段话，若是你去看撒母耳记上哈拿的祷告，就是用这段话。
And if you refer these verses to 1 Samuel,Hannah's prayer, she speaks of the same thing.
然后你接着看诗篇一百一十四篇第一节、第二节。
And Psalm 114, verses 1 and 2.
就在那里说，耶和华把雅各从埃及带了出来，把雅各把以色列呢离开了那同他说不同话语的那个百姓的中间，就是从埃及拯救出来。
Psalm 114 says, when Israel went out from Egypt, and also the house of Jacob, from a people with a strange language, that's when the Lord delivered them out of Egypt.
什么目的呢?
For what purpose?
什么目标呢?
What goal?
讲得很清楚。
And here it says clearly,
他说他要在犹大中，在犹大中他要成为他们的圣所，圣所就是神居住的地方，对不对？
And Judah shall become God's sanctuary where he dwells.
以色列呢？以色列要成为主所管理的那一个国度，管理的国度。一个是圣所，是神所居住的所在；一个是国度，是神在那里掌权的所在。这是为什么神把他们从埃及领出来最终的目的。
And Israel shall become his dominion where he reigns. So sanctuary is where God rests, and this dominion is the kingdom. This is the purpose that God led Israelites out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，本来这个应许是给以色列人的。
Beloved, this promise was originally made to the Israelites.
我们看见他们造的圣所，神要居住在他们中间，并且直到永远。我们也看见了锡安山是神掌权的地方，神要在他们中间做掌权的。
We see the sanctuary where God wanted to rest there, and also Mount Zion where God wanted to reign among them, and where His dominion will be made manifest.
但是你现在去看看圣殿在哪里。
But if you go and look, where is the sanctuary now?
你看看这个圣城已经毁坏到什么一个程度。
You see, the holy city, the Jerusalem, has been devastated to such extent.
神是不是现在还在他们中间掌权？
Is God still in their midst and reign?
当然神在那里掌权，但是我们看起来神更不在这个国中掌权，对不对？
Of course, God does rule over them, but as far as we can see that, God is not reigning in His kingdom.
所以神给他们的应许好像都失败了。
As though all the promises that God made to them have failed.
我已经用了好多时间解释那个创世纪一开始，神的那个目的，创造人的目的，创造宇宙的目的，创造人类的历史的目的，好像因着亚当夏娃的犯罪已经赶出来了。
As I have mentioned many times that in Genesis we see God's purpose of creation of human beings, and it seems that they all failed and all these people became hopeless.
但是感谢神，神又成了以色列的那个救主，成了以色列的那个救赎主，把他们从埃及带出来，结果又是失败了，你看见吗？
And then we thank God that God led Israel out of Egypt to become their savior and their redeemer. But then, in the end, it seemed Israelites failed again.
所以我上一次已经讲到了，你光是看人类的历史， 整个多复杂，所以我上次讲了这些不信的问，你们为什么神要用这些事搞得这么的复杂呢？这么简单的事怎么这么复杂呢？你若是看以色列的那个历史，你更看到这个事情的复杂，对不对？
So as you see, human history is so complicated, and even more so with the Israelite history. So people would say that, why did God bother with all these complexities? Why doesn't he make things easier?
但是我们感谢神，神的应许不会落空。
But we thank God for his promises will never come to void.
有一天主来的时候，
One day when the Lord returns,
你去看以西结书五十章一直到五十八章都是指着圣殿要重新的建造起来。
If you read Ezekiel chapter 50 to 58, you will see that one day the holy temple will be rebuilt again.
我们看见以西结书第43章，耶和华对以西结说：“人子啊，这就是我宝座之地，这就是我脚杖所的之地，我要。”居住在他们中间，居住在以色列的中间，直到永远。
In Ezekiel 43, you read that our God says, "Son of man, this is the place where my feet will trod. This is the place of my throne. I will dwell among them forever and ever."
你看见吧，神的应许最后还是成就的。虽然经过这样的一个波折，但是最后神的应许。
But, so you see that God's promises will be brought to pass toward the end, even though they might, you know, Israelites might go through all the ups and downs, but his promises would not fail.
我们感谢主，他们失败了，神就拣选了我们。
We thank the Lord because Israelites failed, so God chose in you and me.
今天我们成了神的殿。
Today we have become the house of God.
我们今天成了神宝座掌权的地方，这就是教会。
Today we have become His throne of dominion, that is His church.
我们再说，教会和国度不要把它分开。
Let me say it again. Do not separate the church from the kingdom.
你是在教会中的一个肢体，你也是在国度中的一个子民。
You are a member of the church. Likewise, you are a citizen of his kingdom.
我再重复以弗所书第二章，我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒同国。
Let me repeat Ephesians 2. You are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints in his kingdom.
圣徒同国，神家里的人。
You are fellow citizens in his kingdom with all the saints. You are members of his household.
有一天你在圣殿、圣城、新耶路撒冷，你成为一个宝贝，成为一个宝石，成为一个珍珠，成为金晶。同样的，你也成了国度中的一份子。
One day in the sanctuary in Jerusalem, you will become a precious stone, a pearl, silver and gold. So one day in the kingdom of God, you will also become the precious ones.
神的旨意最后成就了。你去打开启示录第22章，我们念第3节，你去看一看。
So then God's purpose will be made complete. If you turn to Revelation 22,
最后的章的第三节。
Verse
3. 前面我们就不念了。
We'll skip the previous passages.
以后就再也没有咒诅了。
And verse 3, and there shall be no more curse.
城内有什么？有神和羔羊的宝座。
And what's inside the city? The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it.
我们感谢神，他们要做神的仆人，就是来侍奉、敬拜，永远侍奉、敬拜这位神。
And we thank God that what will they do? His servants shall serve him. That means to worship God, to minister to him forever and ever.
他们要见神的面。
They shall see God's face.
这叫乐园。
This is called a paradise.
我上次讲了，这是最大的享受。
I said that last time. This is the greatest enjoyment.
我们要见神的面，我们没有一点间隔，这叫乐园。
Because we shall see his face and there is no gap between us. This is called the paradise.
他的名, 就神的名, 要写在他的殿里面, 他们哪里写在他们的额上，我们的额上都有神的名，羔羊的名都写在我们上。
His name shall be on their foreheads. The name of our God of our Lamb shall be written on our foreheads.
不再有黑暗了。
There shall be no night there.
也不需要灯光，也不需要日头的光。
They need no lamp nor light of the sun.
神要做他们的光，照亮他们。
For God, the Lord God gives them light.
哎呀，底下一句话讲什么？
What does the next verse say?
上面是讲他要服侍这位神，对不对？做他的仆人，最后他们要做王，他们要做王，到什么时候？直到永永远远。
Previously, these servants, these people will be servant to, minister to the Lord. And here we see that they shall reign forever and ever. They shall be kings.
就这么看见吗？神的旨意最后成就了，虽然那样的复杂。哎呀，我上次讲了，为什么搞得这么复杂呢？简单一点不就好了吗？强迫人家吃生命树，没有知识树不就好了吗？没有撒旦的引诱，什么事情都没有。这是你太微小，你不伟大，你没有智慧，你没有能力，你没有这样一个忍耐，没有这样一个爱。
Last time, so here we see God's purposes will be fulfilled. And people used to say, why is it God makes things so complicated? For a person to say so, it shows that you have no wisdom, no patience, no power whatsoever. But with God, everything eventually will be brought into its rightful place.
我上次做一个比喻，就像母亲一样的，要小孩吃药，不吃药，他的健康，他的性命都有危险，所以妈妈一定要强迫他吃，因为妈妈太微小了，像灰尘一样，像粪堆一样的人，没有智慧，除了强迫，他还有什么办法？你想？
And the last time I gave you the example that like a mother who is forcing the child to take the medicine, this is because the mother is too minuscule, too small, without wisdom. And so people, when they ask that, why did God force us to take the tree of life? So this is the same reasoning, because we do not have God's wisdom, power, and might, and we simply are too small.
神就是让人来拣选。
And it is God's purpose to allow man to make a choice.
他有这个智慧。
Because he has this wisdom.
他有这个聪明。
He has this understanding.
这个恩就都是照着神诸般的智慧和聪明，充充足足的赏给我们的。这是以弗所那里的一段话。
As Ephesians 2 tells us that all his grace it has been lavished upon us according to his wisdom and prudence.
在救赎的一件事上，不但显出神的伟大，也显出了神的公义，对不对？
In this matter of redemption, not only does God show his greatness, but also his righteousness.
万世之王啊，你的道路义在、诚在、just and truth， 这是神的路。
Just and true are your ways, the King of the nations. This is the way God has predestined.
弟兄姊妹，神怎么救赎我们？
Brothers and sisters, how did God redeem us?
神怎么能够把你看以弗所那个天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们的？
How could God give us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places?
你看看是以弗所第一章第三节一直到十四节，有八个福。
If you read Ephesians chapter 1 from verse to verse 14, you should see eight blessings.
你好好的去数一数，你就知道了。
Count them well, then you will know.
在创世以前就拣选了我们。第一个。
First, he has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。第二个福。
Second, we should be holy without blame before him.
我们感谢主，接下来怎么讲？又照着他旨意所喜悦的，预定我们得着儿子的名分。第三个大福。
And the third blessing, we thank God for this, that according to the good pleasure of his will, he has predestined us to the adoption as sons.
接下来他又说这个恩典都是在基督里赐给我们的，叫我们在爱子的里面，是从他的血得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。你看看这里又是四个，第四个福。
Number four, that this grace has been bestowed upon us in His beloved, that we should have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of His the sins.
特别注意那一个，是从他的血救赎了我们，叫我们的过犯得以赦免。神做事从来没有违背他的公义啊，他一定要叫神的儿女为我们挂十字架，为我们流血，为我们舍命，用他的宝血赎回我们。
Please note especially that it is through His blood that we have been redeemed. It is that our sins are forgiven. Our God, when He does everything, He cannot contradict with His righteousness.
所有这些福，所有这个恩典，都是合乎神公义的要求的。
So His Son had to die, shed His blood on the cross. All of God's acts have to comply to this requirement of righteousness.
他不用这个血，不花这个代价，他能够施恩给我们吗？能够施福给我们吗？若是这样的话，神就违背了他宝座的根基。公义和公平是他宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在他的面前。
Without this price, without this blood, can God give us all His blessings? If so, then God contradicts with Himself, because righteousness and justice are the foundations of His throne, and also loving kindness and mercy go before Him.
弟兄姊妹，第七节太重要了。
And brothers and sisters, verse 7 is extremely crucial.
我们是靠他的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
We have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of sins.
底下呢，接下来他又讲到按着所定的日期，叫天上地下所有的一切都在基督里同归于一。我们在他的里面成为他的基业产业，他成为我们的产业，又是两个方面的祝福，对不对？六个方面。
Then next we read two more blessings, because in the dispensation of the fullness of the time that He will gather up everything in one in Christ Jesus, and then we become His inheritance. At the same time, He also has become our inheritance. So these are counted two more blessings.
是他荣耀的恩典在我，是他的荣耀在我们首先在基督里有盼望的，能够得到称赞。哎呀，三次提到，叫两次提到神。得着荣耀，对不对？
So we who are first hoped in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. This, we have seen two of God's glory being mentioned here.
接下来他怎么讲？你们既听了真理的道，又信了耶稣基督，你们既信了他，你们就领受什么？领受圣灵做印记，这又是一个福，哎呀，个大的福，圣灵。
Another great blessing is the Holy Spirit indwells you. So verse 13, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
第七个福。
The seventh blessing.
还有一个福。
There is another one.
在等到神的子民身体得赎。对不对？是他的荣耀。哎呀，最后第三次荣耀得到称赞。
The eighth blessing is when the redeemed bodies are being transformed. So that's verse 14, the latter part, until redemption of the purchased possession, and again to the praise of God's glory.
八个福吗？还少一个福。弟兄姊妹，还有一个最大的福，你忘掉了，不要忘掉。身体得赎是为了什么？我上次刚刚已经讲了，身体得赎是为了今生的国。
There are
九个福,
There are eight blessings here, but, brother and sister, don't forget, the reason that your body is being redeemed and being transformed to have a glorious body is for you to be able to enter the kingdom of God. So, to enter into the kingdom of God is the ninth blessing.
我讲了这整个诗篇110篇, 一直到诗篇118篇, 一共有10个荣耀和珍贵, 对不对? 总结起来三个大荣耀，第一个我们复活，第二个荣耀我们同基督一同来审判，第三个荣耀仅是的最大最大的荣耀。
From Psalm 110 and 118 together, we could gather 10 blessings, 10 aspects of glory. But if you boil them all down to three greatest glory that we will have is, number one, we will be resurrected. Two, we will be able to pass judgment upon all the nations. But the third is the greatest because we shall all enter the kingdom of God.
我再说，我再用这章圣提醒弟兄姊妹，《哥林多前书》15章讲到复活，那是个极大的奥秘，对不对？我们那些属血肉身体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的。 不能承受、不朽坏的，就神的国是一个永远的产业，就神的国是永远不会震动的，就神的国永远不会朽坏的，永远不会玷污的。彼得前书讲到，我们那个活泼的盼望可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，在天上为我们预备的那个基业，就是包括基督和他的教会和他的国度。
The kingdom of God is one that cannot be shaken, and just as Peter says that they cannot, is incorruptible, that does not fade away, is not defiled. And this kingdom of God includes the church also. So just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he speaks of a great mystery. Here he says that he's going to tell us a great mystery. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption, but we shall all not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
弟兄姊妹，我要问你。
So, beloved, let me ask you this question.
主耶稣基督最大的荣耀是什么?
What's the greatest glory of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我是指着他道成肉身的这种那荣，他本来就有一个这样的一个荣耀，我都给你们解释过了。 是从站在人子的地位，他得到一个最大的荣耀，是什么荣耀？
The Lord Jesus Christ has this glory from everlasting, but I'm speaking of the glory when our Lord Jesus Christ became incarnate. The Word became flesh. What as the Son of Man? What is the greatest glory that he had?
最大的荣耀从死里复活。
That is when he was resurrected from the dead.
他能够升天,
he ascended on high glory.
现在坐在神宝座的右边，这是个荣耀。
And now he's seated at the right hand of God. That's glory also.
他天上地下所有的权柄都给了他，这是个荣耀。
All the authorities in heaven and on earth have been given to him. This is another glory.
他现在掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。 在他的手中，这是他的荣耀。
Now he holds the keys of death and Hades. This is his glory.
够了吗？
Is that enough?
最大的荣耀。
The greatest glory.
你看但以理书第七章。
If you read Daniel 7,
我们看见但以理看到一个异象，好像人子一样的。
Here Daniel saw a vision. It seems that there is one like the Son of Man.
他驾着天云而来。
Coming with the clouds of heaven,
他被领到恒古常存在着的面前，就是神的面前。
He was brought before the Ancient of Days, that is God.
他得到什么？
What did he receive?
尊贵、荣耀、国度。
Glory, a dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
万千万民都要来敬拜侍奉他。
All the nations and people and all languages shall come and serve him and worship him.
他的国要撑到永远，他的权柄要撑到万代。 哎呀，这是个大大用药。
His dominion.
今生的国。
His
世上的国成了我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远，对不对？这是个荣耀，荣耀。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom shall endure throughout ages. And this is a tremendous grace, honor and glory, because the kingdom of the world shall become the kingdom of God and of His Christ. He shall reign forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，这个荣耀够了吗？
But beloved, is this glory enough?
还不够啊。
It's not enough yet. Because Christ has this even more glory. What is this glory?
带领众子进到荣耀里去。
That is, Christ will bring many sons into glory.
哥罗西书第三章第四节说，基督是我们的生命，他若显现，我们要与他一同现在荣耀的里面。哎呀，我们得着荣耀，基督还要得着一个这样一个更大的荣耀。
Colossians 3:4 says that Christ is our life. When He is revealed, we shall see His glory. So it's not only that Christ will reign, but together with all the sons, together we enter into glory. This is the most tremendous glory.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们是什么东西呀？
So, brothers and sisters, what are we?
等会我们要讲到米比布斯的一个比喻，讲讲这个应许。
Next, we will talk about Mephibosheth, this figure.
我们都是死狗，本来。
As Mephibosheth said that we are all dead dogs.
米比布斯对大卫说，哎呀，你把我放在这样一个珍贵荣耀的一个地位上，你要称为我是一个王子啊，与你一同吃一同喝，哎呀，你给我这样的一个荣耀，我怎么配啊？我的主，我的王啊，我在你的面前是像死狗一样，连我的祖先在你的面前都是死了的人啊。
Mephibosheth said this to David, that who am I that you have given me such a glorious and honorable position, you made me eat together with your princes, even all my fathers before you are dead people, and I am just like a dead dog.
哎呀，你还要同我还要把这个财产分给我，把扫罗的财产不但分一部分给西巴，还要把这些产业都归我。哎呀，我怎么能够忍受这样的珍贵荣耀的地位啊？
He says, how could I bear such a glorious and honorable status, because you have given some of Saul's properties to me and also to his servant Ziba.
国度是神的应许，没有条件的，唯一的条件你得了永生，唯一的条件你是已经尽心诚意的人。
Entering kingdom is unconditional. The only condition is that you have to be justified by faith. You have to be the one who has this eternal life.
这是一个应许，我再说刚刚念了很多应许应许应许。
This is one of the promises, as we have read so many places about promises, promises, and promises.
所以你就看到我们主的那个最大的荣耀，把我们这些死狗，把我们这些从灰尘里面粪堆中间的，成为宝贝，成为珍珠，成为金晶。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的智慧，何等大的聪明，何等大的荣耀，何等大的能力，何等大的爱。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord's greatest glory is to turn all of us who were as dead in the dust, in the ash, a heap, and turn us into this treasure, this pearl, this gold and silver. So what love, what glory, what wisdom, what might, all this are.
感谢主，我上次用了马太福音第十三章那个宝贝，对不对？他变卖了所有的一切去买这块地，因为里面有宝贝。我们是宝贝吗？我们是珍珠吗？后来他怎么样用他的大能，他的智慧聪明改变我们的。
In Matthew 13, we just read last time that there is this one person who found a treasure hidden in the field. So for all joy over it, he went and sell all that he had, and he bought that land. We thank God because of his might, because of his wisdom, because of his glory that's meant for us, that he has done all this to us.
哎呀，就说上面我们看到我们的荣耀，看到基督的荣耀。 看到父神的荣耀，所以以弗所书第一章这一段话三次提到得着荣耀，神得着荣耀，他荣耀的恩典得着荣耀，他的荣耀在我们首先在基督里有盼望的得着荣耀，哎呀，这个荣耀不得了。In
this matter of redemption, we have seen this glory in us, in the Christ, in God the Father. That's why in Ephesians three times this glory is mentioned, that the glory to his grace, glory to the Father, and also this glory to the Holy Spirit when we are all redeemed.
神的应许无论多少，在基督里面都是是的，都是阿门的。
As many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are yes, they are amen.
但愿 我们看见那个荣耀的盼望,
if only that we could all see this glorious hope.
看见神的大爱, 大恩,
we could see his tremendous love and grace.
今天还是没有时间交通, 祂不但是我们的救主, 是我们的救赎主, 祂也是雅各的大能者。
Today I ran out of time to fellowship with you further on Christ being our Savior, our Redeemer, and also He is the Mighty One of Jacob.
Do not. 直到现在他明白了神一生这样牧养他，一生拯救他，他的多少的艰难困难，这是为着我。诗歌里面第62篇，四节的圣经有8处提到为我，为我，为我，为我，是的，一点不错，他是我们的救主，都是为着我。
Do not just regard Christ as your Savior. He's going to solve all the problems, all your dilemmas. Yes, he does do so. Just as Jacob said toward the end of his life that God is the one who has shepherded me until now. And as Paul says, he will deliver me from all evil. Yes, he would do that. But besides that, he is, besides, as Psalm 18 says that, as David said, that he is my rock, my savior, my stronghold, my fortress, and all that he is to me. But beyond all that, he is our redeemer. We thank God that David knows his God, not only being his savior, but also his redeemer.
我的什么，都是为我，为我，为我，到了19章就不一样，最后就怎么说？耶和华，你是我的磐石，是我的救赎主，但愿我口中的言语，心中的意念，都能够蒙你的悦纳。他看见这位救赎主花的代价，他要为他而活。 不能再把自己当作中心,
David sees the price God has paid for him, so no longer he is the very center of his life, but God is. We can witness from Psalm 18, because in Psalm 18 we see David saying, God is my, all for himself. But when we come to Psalm 19, we read that, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, so let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
难怪保罗说，我若不爱主，我们若不爱主是口咒可咒的。玛利亚萨阿纳萨玛，对不对？玛利亚萨阿纳萨玛，我们若不爱主是口咒诅的。我们的主为我们花这么的代价，他的心盼望盼望我们对他的爱有一点回应，这是理所当然的。
That's why Paul says that accursed is the one who does not love our Lord, our God, Maranatha. Our God, our Lord, has paid such a tremendous price for all of us. He's hoping that we will have this spontaneous love toward Him. And this is rightly so. This is something He deserves.
就像父母一样的，为了儿女，哎呀，花了多少的代价，牺牲了多少，但是父母这样爱儿女，他里面有一个盼望，能够有一天他的儿女能够孝顺他，对不对？他年纪大了，能够照顾。我想这是很自然的，有一个爱能够有一个回应的。今天丈夫对着妻子也是一样，一个丈夫怎样为妻子牺牲一切，当然他盼望妻子也能够对他的爱有一点回应，或者是朋友之间的爱，无论是弟兄姊妹之间的爱，我们都有这样，你爱一个弟兄姊妹花这么的代价，你总是盼望对方对你的爱有一点回应。假如没有回应呢，人的软弱，我们的爱会慢慢的慢慢的消失了，这是我们的软弱，对不对？
This is so true. You know, asking for a return of love is something that is supposed to be just like parents spend and are spent for their children, sacrifice so much to them. Of course, they are hoping that when they are old, children would take care of them and would show some filial piety toward them. Or just like a husband and a wife, if one party has showered the other spouse with so much love, of course he or she is respecting similar love in return. Or it is also true among brothers and sisters, among friends, that we would be hoping for some love accordingly, but because of man's weaknesses, that when we do not receive the love in return, our love grows cold and fades away.
当然母亲的爱可能有一些不一样，除此以外。
Maybe mother's love be different, but besides this, pretty much the same way it goes.
大卫，你去看看103篇，你就知道大卫的诗篇。不要忘记他一切的恩惠，我的心啊，你们要称颂耶和华，在我里面的要称颂他的名，不要忘记他一切的恩惠。对不对？哎呀，大卫从来没有忘记他的恩惠，所以他对着神那样的忠心服侍，照着他的旨意服侍了哪一代的人。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，巴不得你去看103篇，还有一个特别，一共22节圣经，有9次提到耶和华这个名字，亚卫。什么叫亚卫？9次提到，两节就有一次亚卫。亚卫的意思不单是指着他是现在、今在、以后永在的那一位，不单是指着他是自由拥有的那一位，不单是指着他是全能的那一位，也指着他的爱永远不会改变的。
So, just as David, that, David has never forgotten all God's love toward him, what God has done for him, so that he says that, saying this to his soul, "Oh, my soul, do not forget all his benefits." And this is why David is able to be faithful in the house of God after he has served that generation and then he passed away. Another point in Psalm 103 is that 9 times the word Yahweh is mentioned. Yahweh means many things. Besides that, he's the great I am. besides that, he's the one who is, who was, who is to come. It also means his love toward us.
That's almighty.
He is the almighty.
更要注意的，他的爱是永远的爱，爱我们。今天你不爱他吗？
More important is, do we love him today? Even though you don't love him, but he has loved you with this everlasting love. Even though you don't love him today, he still loves you.
这叫阿嘎贝的爱。
This is called Abake love. Thank God.
最后，若有人不爱主，这个人是可咒可诛的。主要来了。Come, oh Lord, 来吧，主，你怎么去见主的面？
Once again, if he who does not love the Lord is accursed, and come the Lord, Maranatha, how are you going to see your God?
我想时间已经过了很多，抱歉，我想我还有很多话，我们还要交通下次。
Even though I have many words to share with you, I have to wait until next time. My apology to run over time again.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, please.
主，你是施主般恩典的神。
Lord, you are the God of all grace.
你在基督里召我们得享那永远的荣耀。
You have called us to eternal glory in Christ.
你也应许我们感受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们。
You have promised us that after we have suffered a while, you yourself will perfect and strengthen us.
因着你那永远的爱，我们纵然跌倒，我们要起来。
Because of your eternal love, even though we stumble, we will rise again.
你的应许，一人七次跌倒，终必兴起。
Because you have promised that if the righteous, even he falls seven times, he shall rise again.
虽然跌倒，也不会全身扑倒。
Even though he fall, he will not utterly fall headlong. Because you have drawn us with your band of love and cord of gentleness. Lord, we thank you for your promises which can strengthen us all the way to the end. Until the very day our Lord Jesus Christ returns.So that we will be found in peace before him, not being rebuked.
主，你是信实的。
Lord, faithful are you.
我们是你所造的。
And we are the handiwork of your hand. We thank you.
你的应许和叫我们与你的儿子耶稣基督一同的有份。
Your promise has made us partakers of Christ Jesus, your Son.
主，愿你的荣耀在我们这些受信在基督里有盼望的，永远得到成长。
Lord, let your glory be manifested in us who first hope in Christ Jesus.
愿你的荣耀在教会中，在基督里得到成长，得到永远。
To you be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, forever and ever.
就等会我们还要不平纪念你。
Lord, later on we will break the bread to remember you.
但愿我们都能够举起救恩的杯，举起生命的杯，我们来称颂你的名，敬拜我们的神。
Let us all take up the cup of salvation and also this name of our Holy Spirit. We come together to worship and praise you.
我们祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天过了很多时间。
My apologies.